ConocoPhillips announced today it is suspending its Chukchi seed drilling campaign. The company says regulatory uncertainty led to the decision. Natalie Lohman is a spokeswoman for ConocoPhillips in Alaska. She says the federal government has instituted new regulations on Arctic drilling since the company first bought the rights to drill in the Arctic Ocean.
The requirement to specifically identify both a primary rig and a relief rig and require that contracts be executed for both of those assets. I mean, that's all prior to even deeming our exploration plan be complete. Another requirement that's new is to specifically identify all vessels, equipment, and oil spill responders.
Last month, the Department of Interior released an assessment of Shell Oil's bungled Arctic drilling campaign. That report says Shell's subcontractors operated without oversight from the company. Before Shell can drill again, it needs to prove to the government it can manage its subcontractors. Lohman says ConocoPhillips' decision is not based solely on new regulations resulting from Shell's botched drilling season. Lois Epstein with the Wilderness Society is applauding the company's decision.
Shell had a number of problems. The federal government is working out the kinks and putting in place needed regulations and policies that ensure that everybody's doing a good job. So it makes sense for ConocoPhillips not to go forward and for everyone to get their ducks in line beforehand.
Epstein says no one wants a Gulf of Mexico-sized oil spill in the Arctic Ocean. Senator Murkowski sent out an email response to the company's decision, blaming the federal government for creating an unacceptable level of uncertainty on the rules for offshore Arctic drilling.